Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulty. Tonight's show, Cut Me a Check Friday on a CD show. And Blast from the Past.
Ready or not, here I come.
Your boy JJ.
And
got my girl Kuba on hold. You're tuned in to the Technical Difficulty from 11 p.m. to 1 in the morning. Got an opera tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in.
Later. Now that I escape, sleep, walk away. Those who correlate know the world ain't cake. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. White Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, a hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress, we don't smoke death less. I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Orgy and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with the witch's brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you. You can't run away from these styles I got, oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah. Anyway, so my whole crew gonna know, oh baby, hey baby, you can't hide from the bag, oh no.
Ready or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies, do or die. Talk me high, only for fly with my crew from Lakai. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. Dance around the border like I'm cash and slay.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Nobody.
Gonna find.
Nah, you ain't never heard the Fugees album? When you hear that boom, then you get the la 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 la. Another MC loses life tonight. Oh, I beg not to pray for Jesus Christ. Why? Oh, Lord, then make me a wee. That's my jam. Welcome to the TD show on a late night special grand opening, a blast from the past week. It's your host, JJ. Got my gal, my gal, Kuba Nita, holding it down.
Yep.
Tonight happens to be Cut Me a Check Friday on the TD show. I didn't even put the description or anything. Like, damn, I really slacked on that, but you know, whatever. I'll do it after the show.
I thought you did.
No, I mean, I wrote everything else down, but I didn't do the description. Today happens to be the January 25th, 2008, tomorrow. Well, and our show actually ends tomorrow, you know, at 1 a.m. the 26th. The number to hit us up is 347-215-8388. Take a shout-out to dedications and requests until the 1 o'clock a.m. hour. It's another night of JJ with the munchies. You would think I smoked. Every time I do,
you know what, I'm starting to think that.
Yeah. I either got to take a shit or I got to eat. But yeah, yesterday I had Burger King. I don't know what to eat today. I don't want McDonald's.
Ugh.
I want pizza, but...
Oh, Lord.
That you with the music in the background?
Music?
Well, then that's SD. What up, nigga?
Just chopping.
Ain't shit, man. Fucking E, he's gonna be calling up later on. Six, ah man, I don't know what's going on, but I mean, maybe as a lady, maybe as a lady don't want him on the radio. Oh man, I needed your help today, dog. Talk about teamwork. Talk about teamwork. No teamwork at all, dog. I'm in the room. I'm in the area with, you know, with cats, like, you know, shooting up, gunning up. And I'm like, I bet, y'all, this is the game plan right here, man. I mean, I can either snipe and watch over, because we were doing the episode when you got the bomb. And you got to run up, collect the bomb, run to the other squad and bomb their embassy. You know what I mean? So it's like the other team is being cooperative. Like, they got, like, three snipers in different locations. They're sniping niggas. Us, like, dumbasses, I'm over here like, yo, dog, we got to watch each other's back. I'm trying to watch your back, man. So I'm over here behind this cat. And this dude, like, man, fuck that teamwork shit. So he walks off, gets shot in the head.
You know what I'm saying? That's first things first, nigga. Don't fuck with nobody, son. I mean, these niggas are fuck with because I just watch how niggas play. And I see niggas' stats, God. And I just look at niggas' stats and send friend requests, God, and play with them. And they get my game up. And that's how I got nice at this shit, son. That's all.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, man. You know what I mean? No teamwork. We losing. No, dog. Score was 750. They had 750. We had 200.
Yeah, niggas is fucking suspect.
Yeah. Niggas came on, oh, yeah, target practice. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Ain't sure got their target practice on.
That niggas was definitely target practice, nigga.
Yeah. Great bitch. But,
I don't know if you heard that Phantom Menace, but that's where it's at right now.
The what?
The Phantom Menace, man.
What's that?
That's that status shit, so I don't know if you heard that, but that might be, that's where it's at right now. Boy.
Wait, that's a game?
Nah, it's a mixtape.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, this is kind of bananas, like, I don't know, I'm kind of digging that shit.
I don't know, I'm going to check that out.
You heard the nigga, like, got broke his leg or some shit, right?
Who?
The nigga Stabs P, fucking big rig almost trying to run the nigga over. Duke and the big rig's gonna run the nigga over. You ain't hear about that shit?
Nah.
Oh, Lord. Where you at, dude?
I'm in Jersey, that's why. South Jersey at that.
Bro, the nigga was like, he was driving or whatever. And, I mean, the big nigga, I mean, cut him off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So the nigga Pete pulled over, you know what I mean? Caught up with the nigga or whatever, and was just looking at him like, oh, right, you know what I mean? He was popping with that, though, you know what I mean? That really wasn't needed. And the nigga, in the big rig was fronting on him like, ah, fuck you, throwing his middle finger. This is what the nigga Stabs was saying in his interview or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, me, I ain't even want to take it to that level that niggas know I could take it to, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He was like, I got out the whip. He was like, honestly, the only thing I had in my hand cause it was tissues because I was sick and shit. So I was just throwing my snotty tissues at his truck or whatever, this, that, and the third. And the nigga,
uh-huh.
was like, And the nigga was like, yo, the nigga accelerated and ran over his leg, God.
Wow.
I was like, wow.
That's that bitch shit, man.
I was like, that's crazy. And then the nigga started like, yeah, I had bats and shit in the car. Like, I could have took it to that level, but it was like, there's no need. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Shit. The way that story sounded, niggas should have took it to that level.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that I mean? And then niggas be wondering why P be spazzing, but I be like, I don't know, son.
Hey, but P is just like a regular dude, man.
Like,
I mean,
you heard about that shit when he stabbed the nigga in his ass or whatever, right?
And you said, what?
Yeah, oh, wow, damn, nigga. Damn, you are in Jersey.
Word.
Nigga stabbed some nigga in the ass because he said something like he had a bad day or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah. That was a while ago, right?
Yeah, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Bad day, so he just hawked the nigga? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
serious.
Yeah.
That's serious, dude.
Coop, you heard about that story?
No, actually, I didn't.
Yeah, P actually stabbed somebody in the ass.
Like, I don't know, something happened during that day or some shit. I don't know. Like, I said, it was a bad day. And nigga said, nigga stabbed some nigga. I was like, wow.
Stabbed him in his ass ball.
His ass, Lord, in his ass back. Lord.
His ass back. Popped his ass back.
Popped his ass back out real quick. Oh, man. Come on, what's with all the trickery over here?
Hey, I'm about to do the fattest shit on the TV show.
Oh, God. You're going to order in.
Cooper knows.
Thank you for calling Fast Pizza Ray. Can I help you?
Well, what time do you close?
12 o'clock.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Come on, man.
That was some fat shit.
Mm-hmm.
I would have ordered a pizza, but you motherfuckers would start talking and shit, and I'm like, ah, nah.
You ain't
spending my food. Cooper. She's a hater. If she ain't eating, she wants to hate. Yeah, let me get a large pizza. Yeah, with extra
spit. I was
spit.
About to hate.
No, wait a second.
Hate.
Hold on. If I recall, was it you went to Domino's and ordered a large pie, a large order of fucking buffalo wings, all for your fat little old self. Greedy bastard. You wasn't sharing with nobody.
Greedy bastard? Dang, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to give me a slice of pizza. And it's like, I try to think economical because it's like, why buy two or three slices of pizza when they're going to rape you for the price? You might as well buy a whole pie. But it's like,
nigga,
sometimes I don't want a fucking whole pie.
How much is pies out there around your way?
A pie is like $8.
So what's the problem?
And a slice. It's like a bean 50, a buck 50.
Why don't you do a pie, nigga? What the fuck are you doing? Playing yourself. That's what you're doing.
So it's like I'm raping myself. Like, you get 8 slices in a pie, and it's $1 a piece, but if you get about a slice, you know what I mean? Then fucking...
That's what it gets you, nigga.
Yeah. So, you know.
Yep.
But you got those spots. There's spots out here where price slightly drops.
I remember when pizza was 75 cents.
Jeez. They were trying to rape in the city for hot dogs.
Like, nowadays, you need, like, fucking $7 for lunch. $8.
How
for
much?
Lunch money. You need like $7-$8 for lunch money.
Right. Oh, what, for kids now?
For kids, for yourself? You go to freaking McDonald's, right? Let's say you give the kids cheap lunch. Give McDonald's. McDonald's is still like $6, $7.
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, fucking, like, when I was a child, I got that free lunch. So, I mean, I ain't give a fuck.
Yeah, free lunch. That was younger though. I was young when I was getting that free lunch though.
Yo, was you ever in the
like
breakfast?
High school age.
Alright, was you ever in the Breakfast Club?
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm having kids in that now.
Yeah.
Still got free lunch around here.
Oh yeah, you know they do. But they probably made that shit a little stricter. Because, you know, niggas, you know, parents is definitely lying on the fucking, on applications and shit. Like, you had to be living in a, you had to be living in the Pizza Hut parking lot. Literally.
Nah, definitely had to be living in the side.
Shit.
The piece.
Oh, man, they were clinging in this shit.
They what?
Nah, I thought
they're gonna close on your ass.
Hey, how you doing?
That bass is gonna order some food now.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
How much do you want to slice?
Cheap bastard.
Oh, yeah, let me get two slices.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to run them like five something.
Yeah.
I don't like to eat late at night. I get nightmares.
What happened?
I said, I can't eat late at night. I get nightmares.
Yeah, nightmares. I should have
When I go to sleep full,
mm-hmm.
or I go to sleep right after I eat, for some reason I have a nightmare.
That sure happens to me. I be having stupid-ass nightmares. So I be trying to
fat bass looking at the carrot cake and shit.
I be trying
carrot cake is looking kind of scrumptious right now. I might have to fuck with the carrot cake, y'all.
Enderman's cake in the face, ass nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, I'm at Pat's Pizzeria right now. Eating, I'm about to get two slices and carrot cake. Call it a day.
Carrot cake?
Yeah. You too. How much is the carrot cake? After tax. No, after tax. Ah, yeah, I get it. What'd you say, disgusting?
Yeah, nigga.
Thank
you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying that, you know. Just how I like it, too. Nice and greasy. Word, I like so much. I like the drink.
Ew.
I want it so greasy. I want it to be able to drink this shit.
Mm-mm. I use a napkin for that.
I got a piece, slice of pizza before, and there was so much grease in it. You could it filled up like a half a cup.
Ew.
Yeah.
To instantly clog your arteries.
You know, I can't help her, you know. So the little white girl in there, I think she wants me. I know she wants me. Just the way she looked at me. She looked at me hard body like, oh, damn. Brown skin chocolate, thank you. Hey, where that old carrot cake in the face ass nigga go?
You should have kicked it to her.
Yeah, I was going to, but, you know, I'm a hungry, bitch.
That what?
It made me slag you, nigga.
Yeah. Some good-ass carrot cake, dog.
Oh, you are a fat bastard. Eating the dessert before the food.
Yeah, he's some Jamaican beef patty in the face of us, nigga.
Yo, Uncle Thomas. Thomas
Uncle
the engine
Thomas.
In the face of us, nigga.
Little engine that could in the face of us, nigga.
Word, England's Thomas in the face of us, nigga.
Ah, ha, ha. didn't even know what to say, so I ain't even
word.
Give you full props for that.
Tonight's show happens to be about the rebate we're supposed to be getting.
The what?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard about this, SD, but we're supposed to be getting, if you're single, you're supposed to get $600.
I said this shit yesterday, nigga.
Did you say?
Yeah, nigga.
All right, well, I didn't hear it.
Go ahead. Keep kicking your knowledge, though.
Oh, well, all right, but it's $600 to the single people and $1,200 to the married. And I was also told that if you have kids, it's $300 per child or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And technically, we're supposed to use this extra money that they gave us. First of all, I want to know where the fuck this coming from. You got all this extra money to pull out your ass to give us extra money? Where the fuck is it coming from?
Probably just on everything. Didn't I tell you the taxes, the way they tax all that shit?
Today. Today, I had a free coupon. A free coupon. I could have sued Acme. I had a free coupon for a Pepsi product. It was like a little soda. That's what's up. This is free, right? She's like, yep, it's free. I go to give her the ticket, and I'm about to walk up. She's like, oh, whoa. You say it's free. You don't have to pay for the price of the soda, but you still have to pay 7 cents for the tax.
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? That's not free. Bullshit is what it is. You had to bump somebody for 7 cents.
You know what they'll tell you with that? Technically, they'll say that the Pepsi product was free, but the sales tax because the store sold it to you was not free. The service that you got.
Exactly. Like, that's corny.
Mm-hmm. That is corny, but that's the government for you.
Yeah, Ludacris is locked up.
Oh yeah, for what?
He went into a coach store, and was reported stealing 3 coach bags.
Stealing out here, Luda? Wow.
And all three bags were hot pink, and he said it was for him. Going to a Christmas party.
He's lying, nigga.
Yeah, I'm really lying. People don't believe that.
Come on, son. What are you getting? What cute cars are you eating?
That's sad to think he couldn't afford by his girlfriend a coach bag.
Like, come on, like, I'm not even believing that halfway. Like, what's wrong with this coward?
Huh.
Look, spewing more nonsense. Go ahead.
Who's your son, Joe?
You, nigga.
Oh, man, this is a good-ass pizza, man. Oh!
Get your chair.
I almost dropped my pizza on the floor.
I think he's just hungry.
Yeah, he's a smurf fat in his face, guys. Nigga,
you old fucking... Yeah, I can't even... Johnny Warbuck in the face.
Oh, come on. You just ain't even do it to yourself. Fall back in your position.
Oh, Captain Commando in the face ass nigga?
Captain Commando. Ah, you old golden girls in the face ass.
You old Frosty the Snowman in the face ass nigga?
Old Mr. Freeze in the face ass.
Oh, Bumblebee Tuna in the face ass.
Bumblebee Tuna. Ah, I'll be on this. Shrimp roll in the face, ass.
Oh, Oshkosh be gosh in the face, ass. Man.
Hey,
yo, Booba, yo. Hey, Booba, yo. I can't believe it's not Bata in the face, ass.
Jabba the Hutt in the face, ass, nigga.
Nah, we know that's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind. Nah, I got it mixed up with Chewy. I'm about to say, because Chewy has hair, I don't.
He's just some Farnsworth Bentley in the face ass nigga. That all you is.
Ah. Ah.
Ralph Cramden in the face ass nigga.
Hetty Murphy in the face ass nigga.
Oh shit.
Mr. Clump in the face ass nigga.
Yeah. Oh, yo, Mrs. Clump.
The fact
on
the Clump kid, the one that farts at the table all the time.
Oscar the Grouch in the face ass nigga.
You Norbit girl in the face ass nigga.
Hey, I'm gonna need y'all to hold a point. My phone is down. I'm about to go in the crib.
Yeah, you're a pussy.
Oh man, it's a little bitch too.
That's your homie.
So what's good? How's your day?
Yeah, I'm good, cold, you know, chilling.
Yeah, it sucks to be over there.
We're
chilling
tonight.
Nice.
Ain't nothing popping on
the top right now.
Ivan.
We're good now. This is like the perfect weather.
Alright. I'll manage.
Cool. Yeah, in the house. That's the only thing that sucks.
I mean, I can get out the house. I don't feel like going nowhere.
You know, it's the worst feeling in the morning when you gotta get up and go to work.
Mm-mm.
It's fucking freezing outside. At least for me, I used to get up and I used to be like, fuck, I gotta go get my car. Of course, you know, my car is always parked blocks away. Sucks. You ain't going out tonight?
What happened?
You're not going out tonight?
Oh, no, I didn't even make no phone call. I just staying in Lavin.
Party?
Not on stat. I don't know.
They have the Wu-Tang concert over here today. Fire.
I'll sit back and roll my weed up. If I was out there, then it'd be a different story. After making appearance out there.
Mm-hmm.
I got family in Fort Lauderdale.
No, it's like 45 minutes from me.
Thinking about going out there.
Yeah, Fort Lauderdale is hot.
That
shit's popping.
I like it.
That shit is popping all the time. You can go out on a Monday night and get trashed in Fort Lauderdale. They got the clubs that like open ridiculously late.
That's all I
do. And you got Miami, South Beach. That's crazy. They got clubs that don't even close. They have this one club that closes at, well, it doesn't even close. They change shifts at like 8 in the morning. And once they change that shift, 8 in the morning, all they do is change shift and the party continues. So you can be there, like, you can go after the clubs when you get on like 6. You can be it to like 10, 11, 12, whatever time you feel like it.
That's what it
is. Yeah, it's crazy. First time I went there, my brother took me there. And that shit was crazy. It was like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm dying to go to sleep. Like, I drank all night, went to the club, danced with my brother and all that shit. And then, I was ready to go to bed. I was just, I'm tired. You know, after the liquor starts wearing down,
mm-hmm.
You start feeling all heavy and shit. Like, I just want to go home. They're like, nah, let's go have a couple of drinks at the after hours. So I'm thinking, oh, after hours, word. You know, after hours in the city, that's till like, what, 6:30, 7 o'clock? Maybe, I think you might get an after hour maybe till 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the city. So here these people are like, after hours, dude, could be until 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Hell no.
No one gives a fuck about what you're saying, and L.E., get off of mute. Yo, E, you're off of mute.
He's a pussy.
He definitely is a pussy.
Yeah, that's why he didn't speak when he walked in. He recognizes what's going on right now.
Only you guys can lick my ball cheese.
Yo, what?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
First things first, why are you inviting men to your manhood?
To my ball cheese? To my ball cheese. That's not my manhood.
Your what?
That's the cheese on side of my balls.
Wow, that's your manhood,
son,
dog.
That still involves you with your manhood, dog. Come on, son.
That's my ball cheese. I could take your spoon
on,
and
nah,
take
nah,
it.
Nah, none of that. Ain't none of that.
First of all,
right,
dog,
now.
First of all, why do you even have why do you even have cheese next to your nuts?
And why do you even have a man thought on your mind of doing that?
Word.
Yeah,
I mean,
no answer to these questions.
On a nice everything bagel for you guys.
Nice everything bagel.
Everything bagel with
you know, it's amazing how
yes,
I pushed the mute button. I mean, I pushed the unmute button, and as it unmutes finally for him, the first thing that comes out of his mouth that we hear is some
right, man, so it's ball sacks and all that.
Ball cheese.
Come on, son. That's very mo-ish of you, but you
I still don't understand what you're doing with cheese on your nuts. From what?
Yeah, exactly. We don't even want to. I don't even want to hear you explain that.
Oh, man. What the
I mean,
fuck?
He got rotten shit.
Worm.
This shit's spoiled.
Kubo, what's up?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good,
how are you?
Come on.
Hey, today's Cut Me a Check Friday, dog.
Oh,
yeah,
cut me a check?
Word.
I'm going to put in that work, Amy.
CDC check.
You know what? I need to cut this nigga a check.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, CTC, cut the check.
Word, for that broke-ass phone of yours. Your phone is definitely in the basement.
Cut your check.
It sounds like you're stuttering and you're not stuttering at all.
Who told you?
Cut a check for you so you can go visit the barber, nigga.
Yeah, your phone is definitely on trash mode.
Yo, word, dog. Yo, E. Yo, E.
Hey, listen, I'll call you guys back.
Yeah.
He know what's up.
Yeah, investing in getting a new phone.
Throw that shit in the trash bag, man.
Word. Give that shit to the homeless nigga.
Get off the prepaid plan.
Straight up. Sell that shit for crackhead prices or something.
He bought that phone in CVS. You know
that
those pay-to-go phones at CVS.
Wow. She's going in on that, brother. A trash-ass phone. Hey, what's your view on women who bitch about a guy not spending enough time with them because... They're playing Xbox. Whoa, hold on. Because they're playing Xbox 360 and they're playing Call of Duty 4. Or.
Damn.
Or they're watching
that
football.
Serious?
Hmm?
That's serious?
Oh, I'm not talking about me.
Oh.
I'm just putting it out there, like, in general.
I mean, it probably is you because you're trying to put it out there in general, but, you know, I won't say anything.
Okay, yeah, it is me.
I know it is you.
Hey, cool. What do you think about that?
Oh,
you're a female. You're gonna stick up for the chick.
It depends, though. Like, do you spend time with her? Do you like?
I spend time with her every once in a while.
Okay, what do you spend more time with?
My Xbox.
And then when you want pussy, you're gonna go to her, right?
No, I got Pinky.
Oh Lord.
Oh yeah.
So then why even have a girlfriend?
I got Pinky on DVD.
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
This nigga at the crib by himself with a porno on.
He's a porno. Okay,
but
see. But
yeah, he got his girl at home.
But see, you just clarified that you women are just creatures for us to, you know,
smite
guts. Did you hear what she said, SD?
Yeah, I heard her.
She said, oh, well, what's the point of having a girlfriend then?
That's what I'll be saying also. What's the point? There's no point to me.
And that's why you don't have one, right?
Exactly. But stay with Stinky Pinky.
He doesn't have a girlfriend. He has girlfriends.
Not even.
Yeah, booty calls.
Word.
I wouldn't even call them booty calls, man. We gotta.
What about skeet missions?
Man, we gotta call them something different nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Booty calls.
Oh, classy whores. How about that one?
I mean, classy whores. What do you mean? That's you want to call her a hooker then? If you want to call her classy.
Bumping buddies.
What?
Bumping buddies.
What?
Pelvis partners, man.
Work.
So, man.
Yeah.
Friends with benefits.
I mean, that's the traditional way to run with it.
So you right now, they want me to spend money. Why would you give me money to spend money on gas? Like, you, that makes no sense. I still don't understand that. They're supposed to cut you a check so you can put it towards the economy. That's like me winning the lottery, me taking a picture with the lottery check, and then you saying, okay, thank you for winning it. Now, thank you for donating it to us. What, are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Like a little
bitch. I'm not going to put my money towards the economy. I'm saving my money. I'm getting rims.
Yeah, that's putting money towards the economy.
Oh, shit.
Because you're purchasing rims. The more you purchase, the more you're helping economy.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah?
Kids education.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Everything you purchase has tax.
Somebody dust this kid's, diploma.
Shut up. Yo, wait, what you're saying is...
The way you can basically get your way is if everybody
stops
buying.
The people at the rum shop, they don't do taxes.
Yeah, they do.
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
You know,
it's going to be hidden in the fee and all that, but there's taxes in there.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're going to, every state, every business that sells any type of retail or anything like that, there's tax. They have to pay tax. Therefore, they're going to charge tax.
Yeah. Well, what do they got to pay tax for? They make the money.
Matter of fact, it was a while back. Jersey, what didn't they have tax in? Was it the food? No, clothing. Right?
Yeah.
Jersey didn't have, it was one of those two. It was either food or clothing that there was no tax in Jersey. And all of a sudden, boom, they plopped it on them.
No, it was food. There was no tax on food.
And then all of a sudden, there's tax on food now.
Yeah. That's crazy. I went in there to go get a pack of gum. I had exactly 35 cents because it used to be 25, now it's 35.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, here you go. All right. I did the straight-up New York way. Quarter and dime on the counter, I'm out. Whoa, whoa, buddy, you got to pay tax. Get the fuck out of here. You joking, right? No, buddy, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
What, were you serious? So what did I do? Give me my change back. Here you go. I left. Some cheap shit.
Not his fault, but yeah.
It is his fault.
It is his fault.
And he needs to let it slide.
Word. You gonna let me slide on 4 cents?
Yeah.
That's like a pussy.
One of these days, I'm gonna add up everything I buy, and I'm gonna add up the tax.
Come on, man.
And then in a year basis, I want to see how much money am I spending towards tax.
Oh, I think there's a place online that basically tells you, like, your lifestyle. Do you like, you know, do you put your barber shop? It gives you a big-ass list, and you check off all the things you basically do on an everyday, you know, weekly basis or whatever. It has a couple, like, I think it has a 1 day, 1 to 2 days, 3 to 4 days, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically tells you how much you spend on X amount of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Like the interest rate, I did it for my car. What you pay in interest for your car, oh,
yeah.
Man. Fucking buy a house.
So the cost of a haircut nowadays?
Yeah. The average haircut is like, what, $12?
It's crazy. $12 now. That's disgusting.
Oh, no, they raping you, brother.
Hell
it's like
yeah.
Seven... For what? Regular shape up? $12
for... Yeah, raping niggas. raping niggas out here, so.
If you shave, the shave is automatically, like, anywhere from $5 to $7.
That shit is disgusting. That's what it is.
That's why, hey, man, I'm telling you, dog, you better learn how to do everything yourself.
I'm ready.
You better learn how to make gasoline.
Shit, I went to get my hair done, and they told me $55 to blow up my hair. Get the fuck out of here. I ain't paying
$55.
$55.
I'm $55 to blow up my hair. Just as my hair.
Oh. Yeah, where you be downloading your music from, son? I gotta get you some hits. Because you be fronting. You playing that bullshit-ass music. That's all I be hanging up. Keep it real.
I'm gonna address you after I burp.
Yeah, huh? Please do. I'm just keeping the hoodie because I ain't been around in a second, and I was upset.
Nigga, you can hang up as many times as you want, nigga.
Yeah, with the bullshit ass music.
The TD show would definitely still be going.
I'd rather talk
with you or without
you. I'd rather talk than listen to that nonsense.
All right, well, by all means, how about just show up and talk, you bastard?
Yeah, a nigga be in the matrix sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you.
All this weed and they can get to me or something.
Yeah, New York remix, motherfucker.
New York, yeah, whole mother's.
Yeah! Shorty Low was popping my cheeks. Welcome to New York City, Brooklyn. Main O, I keep it gangster. Side of my face been cut with a razor. I get it popping right now, but waiting later. Won't hesitate to shoot a nigga for my paper. Hello, they know. Black flag, for sure. Ain't no fear me, nigga. Go get your waiter. The 4/5 equipped with the laser. Look a nigga who got killers and bankheads. One call, my niggas will feed your brain lead. I ain't a rapper, my G, I really bang your head. You wanna stick me, come get me, baby, I ain't scared. I'm the realest, you gotta feel it, I run the streets. The dope boys in your city, they hurting me. These niggas worse than bitches now, that's real talk. This year we really gon' see who really run New York.
What you talking about? I'm that kisser. I shit diamonds. Bad boy like Lil Wayne. Boss bitch, and you know that. I treat money like dick and just blow that. We ain't sexin' if you ain't getting paper. I take a rain check, it's for your ass later. They know, let's go. Hello, they know, we flow. Get dope, for sure. Hello, jealous boys, I've blown kisses like Jader. Big up to all my haters.
Trying to do is
change the game up.
Have a tower like
so
they could
light my name up.
I'm trying to let the world see a nigga that
came up.
Put you on my face by the entrance.
Ice the frame up.
You see the way I always climb up the ladder. And I'm hungry for that billion like my millions don't matter.
I'm trying to get it.
What you trying to do is hog up the granite. Fuck your little block, my nigga. I'm trying to buy me a planet. From here to Little Rock, I'm big. Bitches flock like a magnet. When I light me up a cig, you see my name on the laminate? Bust rhymes, motherfucker.
For whatever it's worth.
Hit the road for a year. Headline a tour for the earth.
Trying to do it for y'all. Doing it.
And shit on you hard with 50 acres and an avocado farm in the yard.
Now listen.
You know just what it is. Remember the name. The way I'm trying to get it. Hope you're trying to
do it the same.
Hey,
yo. Hey, how you doing? It's hello. I'm the one in the middle. No need to be.
I can rock it acapella.
I want my two. All I needed was a zero.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting
yes, sir.
Just like
out.
That was a dickhead.
Hey, yo. Welcome back to the TV show. Hey, yo, E. Yo, E.
Sorry, never asked me.
Guy's a dumbass, I swear, man. Yo, E.
Usually when we talk shit,
huh?
Yeah, you know, that's usually when we talk shit, he comes in with a moho remark.
Fucking moho. Hey, Cuba.
Yeah.
What's a moho?
Moho.
The piece of shit.
The piece of
dirt. Oh, I said something in Spanish and didn't even know? Or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go, me. I was just saying homo backwards.
Oh, my bad. I clicked it, I guess, too many times. I'm impatient, so
yeah,
hold
you're
on.
Cycle. You're in cycle world. That's where you're at.
So I take you in, like, that new song, a new track?
I mean, I don't know. I'm over here burning that Phantom Menace right now, so I'm not really letting that.
Oh, yeah?
Too much.
Oh. Yeah.
Yo.
Yo.
I'm chill with all that yoing, man.
So you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
You guys like the
pull on, hold on. I understand you was clogged in the pipeline and all that.
We were trying to unclog the pipeline right now.
Crossover Negro E is in the building.
Crossover Negro E.
Oh,
that's
man.
It.
Come on. That's your handle on here?
No, that's what it is now. Yeah, sure.
That's what it is now.
Crossover Negro E.
Oh,
man. Okay.
Hey, how's the Starbuck Wild show?
It shouldn't even on, dog. It's, I think it's coming on, like, in February sometime. It's some shit.
Well, you said, January.
Who cares?
Yeah, it's supposed to be January 15th, but I didn't hear anything yet. And I did a search on the internet, and it said something. There was some comments saying they're supposed to come on, like, sometime in February or late January, something like that.
Because it's pushing them niggas back like a hot top fade, nigga.
Yep. And pushing them back like my hairline.
Yeah, like you're a cedar.
No, though, you can't add to that joke.
Add to your mouth, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, nigga.
It's just like I added your mother on MySpace.
Of course, that's too late, son. And then that joke is older than your mother's open.
Oh, yeah? Late like your mother's period.
early like the grits your mom's cookie.
Oh, yeah? I dragged that bitch out of my house like you just dragged that sentence out your mouth, nigga.
Oh.
Oh, Pikachu in a face-ass nigga.
Come on, then, man. Why you running other niggas' lines, man?
Yeah,
I don't want anybody saying that.
I said it last night, nigga.
But I don't know what you're talking about.
Check the tapes, nigga.
Check the
tapes, nigga. Stop playing out here.
I ain't doing shit, nigga.
Niggas is hip to your game, man.
Nigga, I'm over here eating my carrot cake in peace.
Give me a carrot cake
yo.
In the face-ass, nigga. I recall
Lappy Tappy in the face-ass, nigga.
Oh, Sammy Sam in the face-ass, nigga?
On the shower patch mascot in the face-ass.
So, E.
What?
What are you going to do with your check?
What check?
Your,
I never got one of them shits, you know. But if I do get it, I'll probably just fucking throw it in the bank.
How many people do you think is actually going to spend it on the economy?
Well, you know niggas. Black people are.
Yeah, straight up. I mean, I ain't gonna, you ain't gonna go beastie. Like,
you
know, I mean?
You know, black people are like, oh shit, I got a free $600. I'm gonna buy me some rims.
or a chain or something. Like,
I'm going to buy me motherfucking some diamonds,
front,
nigga.
Some fronts or a pair of J.O.'s or something.
Some fronts.
Yeah. Black people are stupid, man. Black people.
I wouldn't trick, like, you know what I mean? Just trick anything. I cop a little something. And the rest of that, you know, you throw it in the stash.
I'm throwing all that shit in the bank. If I get it, I'm throwing it all in the bank.
I dig you. No.
Fuck.
You deserve something once in a while, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got a nice car. I bought some clothes. I'm good.
What kind of car you got, bro?
I got a fucking Bentley Azure. You ever
heard of that? Oh, that's almost believable. Now, what'd you really get?
That shit sucks.
The two-door shit.
Two-door what?
I got an Acura TL.
You sure it's not an Acura Kia Sport?
No, I got a fucking Mitsubishi Galant.
You ain't got no good. Well, yeah, you got a Galant. I have a Gallant. The difference.
Actually, it's
I have
a
Mitsubishi Galant.
No,
water
it's
wagon.
Galant. It's actually a Galant, buddy.
No, it's a Gallant, dog.
No. Last time I checked.
It's actually a Galant, dog.
Yeah.
Who asked you to speak? Who asked this little nigga to speak?
Just because you're wrong doesn't mean that you have to.
Shut up. Hey, yo, Cuba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, somebody, like I said, somebody dust up this kid's diploma.
That's if you can even find it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like
It's hanging up next to my war boots.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Your war boots ain't hanging up, nigga. You got them shits on right now.
Can't find it. I really do.
Yeah, I know you do, nigga.
I'm filling up a soda can with apple juice.
What does slag mean? Like I take
slag.
When you guys say slag on his war boots, like I kind of take it in context, meaning that you're gonna get or you're gonna fucking what is slag? Give me the definition.
Well, what you think slag is, dude?
I don't know.
Oh Lord, yes, that's a loser.
slag on his war boots means
to get on his war boots.
Thank you. Is it that difficult? Is what it sounds like.
To get on his case, maybe? To get on his case?
I mean,
like going at him, like getting at him, cracking on him.
Yeah, I mean, that's all.
Oh.
All right. I said about the slag on you.
For not knowing what slag meant.
Well, for not knowing what slag meant.
I know what slag means. I'm about to get on slag on YouTube and your war boots, your old teeth and the Reese and the face ass nigga.
I'm about to go on this Della Reese and the face ass nigga.
Hey, yo, Cuba.
Tom Arnold and Roseanne Barnes.
What was the guy's name that was in the Run DMC video?
Harvey something, wasn't it?
What?
Was it Harvey something?
Harvey, nah.
What, the rock and roll dude?
Nah.
Yeah.
The rock and roll dude was Steven Tyler from Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's who you're talking about.
Nah, I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it is.
When I find out, I'm calling one of you ashy face niggas up.
Hold on. Who are you talking? The Walk This Way dude?
Nah.
Cool, but don't even tell him, because they ain't going to call me it. Don't worry about it, nigga. I'm about to tell you right now. Slag on your war boots, nigga.
Yeah, slag his war boots real quick.
Word.
Let me tell you something. I make this show, all right? This is my show.
You stupid?
This right. Should
somebody,
be
somebody smack this man 2 times.
This should be the IB show. The IBRAHAM show, all right? The IB show. Yeah.
Come on, son. You sound like a pregnant woman.
Instead of the CD show, this is my show. My show.
Sound like a pregnant hog. I like one of these things. It's like a pregnant teen. That's what you sound like.
I'm fucking delirious, man. I'm fucking sick.
Oh, yeah, I know you are. You're definitely one of the fat boys.
I'm disorderly, too.
Got the name.
Hold on.
What's the name?
Don't worry about it. I'm about to tell you right now, nigga. I'm about to slap in your war boots, nigga. Slap in your war face, nigga. Old Rambo in the face ass nigga.
Fuck out of here, you old Contra character in the face ass nigga.
No, Contra Hawking in the face ass nigga.
You old big Contra Hawking.
Who was gonna say that word? Contra Hicken.
Miss Pac-Man in the face ass chick.
Oh, Bette Midler in the face ass nigga?
Oh, Legend of Zelda in the face ass nigga?
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Metroid in the face ass nigga?
Oh, Connie Tung in the face ass nigga?
This is a slag session. Hold on.
The great tiger in the face ass nigga.
About to get on this Tito Felix Trinidad in the face ass nigga.
You old Airwolf in the face ass nigga.
You old Jason Nevins in the face ass nigga.
You old Eddie Winslow in the face ass nigga.
Last American superhero in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, yo, Run DMC is like that in the face ass nigga.
Bismarck, he picking boogers in the face ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Picking boogers.
You old Drew Carey in the face ass nigga.
Oh man, I feel like I want to fucking throw up. Oh shit.
You must have saw Cuba.
I think Cuba burnt me.
Oh, Lord.
She burnt me, son. She burnt me, son!
2 months old.
You know Cubans, they know voodoo.
Son. And she gave me a dirty sandwich, too.
A dirty sandwich?
Yeah.
I did that so you don't ask me for no more.
With some period. And she gave me some spaghetti and meatballs with period blood in it.
Ew.
Fucking
you sounded mad silly on the mic.
You ever heard of that? That's how the girls keep their guys. Have you ever heard that before? Like, I know I'm not the only one who heard it.
I think that's bullshit.
That's how women keep their guys. If they fucking make something with like some red sauce,
He's actually being for real, but you're talking about like the Spanish people, right?
Yeah. Some fucking period blood in it, and you'll never leave them.
Wow.
Like my mom actually told me that her sister, because my mom found out I was messing with some Spanish chick, she was like, "Yeah, well, you be careful with that." I mean, your aunt said that you know, Spanish women can make like. They have these ways that they can make someone stay with them.
Exactly, dog.
And hearing it from Negro L.E. in the face, I actually believe it now.
I
told Kubo about it. She still to this day doesn't know what the hell that is.
I've heard of stupid shit. Like, I've heard of stupid spells. You know what I mean? They'll light a candle and they'll pray to their fucking saints or whatever because that's supposedly what it is. That's why they say when you go get a reading and all that other shit. I went to go get a reading once and I didn't tell a lady shit. She couldn't tell me shit. I was like, yeah, you're such a fucking shit. And I told her too. But the thing is, like, they do with the candles and all that, that's full of shit, if you ask me. But they believe, they say, oh, yeah, that they do chants and they do this to make things, you know, go their way. Okay, so if they make things go their way, why don't they have the fucking perfect life?
Oh, yeah. Why don't they predict the lottery? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good
thing. It's funny. Every nigga thinks the same. Well, if you know so much, how come you ain't win the lottery?
Straight up.
Everybody thinks the lottery.
Give me the lotto numbers, Nick. Shit.
You want me to read your fortune? You want me to read your fortune? Nah. I bought this newspaper so you can read tomorrow's newspaper. What's up? Some numbers gonna be nigga.
The motherfucker pick four, nigga. Shit. Oh man, I feel like fucking vomiting right in my hand and fucking
slapping somebody with it.
No, not even. Then fucking swallowing it back because I'm vomit, but I'm hungry at the same time. So I think in my hand,
nigga, yo, fucking ant in the face ass nigga.
And then I fucking swallow it back, then I won't be hungry. And I would have vomited, so I'm good.
Hey, yo, ant face in the face of...
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with me, though. I really am sick.
You're thinking like an ant. That's what you're thinking. Like.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Fuck.
Hey, I don't smell gasoline anymore. SD must have hung up.
I don't get it.
Hmm?
I don't get it.
Gasoline. You wouldn't.
So check this out. They have this thing, and I didn't believe it. And right now, I'm actually on the website. I'm looking it up. My friend sends me this thing saying, my buddy Mark stopped hanging out with me because he works at the post office. He has to do now. He has to do piss test every other month. But just last week, I seen him sparking up. Then they said that they get this legal pound of weed at budjoint.com. I'm like, this gotta be a crappy shit. Right now, I'm on the fucking website.
Look at you, you fucking asshole. The government is tracking you as we speak.
Yeah, well.
If Cooper's not, hey, if Cooper's not on the show Monday, we know why.
Hey, it's legal.
Yeah, that's what they say. They get stupid people like yourself.
What's legal now?
That's like saying, hey, prostitution is legal now. Come on out to Atlantic City. Get all the hoes you want. As soon as you get out there, you're caught.
But see, no, you know what it is? And this is, and check this out. This is how I say the government. Look, check this out. The government is so fucking smart. All right? Because I'm reading into this right now. Right? And I picked this up.
Oh, excuse me. Just to correct you, the government isn't smart. But continue.
Yes, they are, because check this out.
No,
they're selling
not.
This a whole pound for $49.99. Now, the only reason why it's legal.
A pound of what?
A pound of weed.
$49.99?
For $49.99.
Wow.
Now, they show you the button, they show you everything. You know what's the difference? And I bet you I know this is anything. And before I even read on, I bet you this is what it is. The real weed has THC in it, right? Because it grows naturally. These people are fucking taking weed and growing it themselves, but with other shit. Like, let's say, you know how you have your regular prescription drugs and shit like that?
Yeah.
And they're lacing it with that to get you high, to get the same effect. So let's say if they throw a fucking, like, half a Percocet and half of an upper type shit, you know, to the point where you don't, you know what I mean? And that's what they're fucking getting at. That's what they're fucking doing.
What the fuck is this guy doing? Get out of the fucking
And if they're doing this, this is, remember when I told you that eventually they're going to legalize marijuana?
Yeah.
This is what I'm telling you about. But now,
I don't think any weed head, I don't smoke weed, and I don't even want it. I was just about to say, fuck that, I'd rather get it the illegal way. I mean, why? Why would you want anything from the government so that they can lace it up with some bullshit? You smoke it, you're hooked, and now that's the next crack.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, forget that. I mean, technically, you know what they should do? They should allow, but they're not going to do it because too many motherfuckers be selling it and making money. They need to let me grow my own shit. I'll grow some weed. I just need all types of UV lights and all that shit.
Craze, Hawaiian Heat, Holland and Haze, Super Skunk.
Yeah, right. Listen.
I remember the different words, like the different names they used to call it. And SD. Where do you go?
Listen, this is what I'm trying to see. It doesn't say.
If you believe that the government wants you to smoke weed, and if you believe that a pound of weed costs $50, then I got a bridge to sell you, all right? I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you, okay?
Word.
No, that's why I'm like, hold on. But no, they show other things now. They say for you to try it, and then they give you the other price.
It's bullshit. It's the way to track you. It's hard to track people. So why not just do it on the computer? You know what I mean? People that they can track on the computer? They're listening to this show now. And like, oh, cool, bro, okay. Her real name is such. We're going to get her. Like,
and then they're saying, that damn E makes the show, man. I'm telling you. If it wasn't for that damn E, then they're saying, oh, you know what? We should rename this the IB show.
The IB show?
Yeah.
See, but it gives you a big warning. Do not drive a motor vehicle or operate heavy machinery after using this product.
Of course, because it's extra shit.
It's truly the world's best and strongest legal bud out there.
Yeah, right. Please. Why don't you order it?
that she's too nervous.
I feel like ordering it.
Huh?
I feel like ordering it, but I won't order it in my name.
Order.
And I won't order it in my address.
Look.
Order it to
you got your IP address, dumbass.
Huh?
Your IP address.
That's what I'm saying. I won't order from my house.
No. Oh, okay. All right. So where are you going to get it sent to?
Why don't you go to the library?
Fucking, huh?
You can have it sent to my house.
You mail it to me?
Yeah, 6-4 would just love that. You ain't getting that. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hell no, I can't do that.
Hey, 6, this is legal weed. Oh, shit. Now, how are you supposed to go around and smoke it in front of a cop?
Hey, guess what? Then you can smoke it because it's legal.
How? How are you going to prove that it's legal? If that's the case, I might as well go to the corner store right now. I mean, to the corner and go and get me a bag and roll it up, smoking it in the police station. Like, hey, look, man, this is legal weed, man. How are you going to prove that?
Let's see. Drug test kits. Let's see what they have here. Just playing. See the THC test? The THC test? It does not contain THC. That's the only difference about it. You know that they have that fucking... Huh?
You don't want anything that's been laced with anything. You don't know what the fuck they put in there.
Exactly. So, but this is the fucking.
They could have. For all you know, they could have soaked the weed in piss. You over here putting your lips
to tell you.
Piss.
Yeah.
One thing I wouldn't do is buy weed off the internet.
You said you wouldn't?
No.
Nah, that'd just be stupid.
Let's see, questions. Will your products cause me to fail a drug test? Absolutely not. Since the herbs are 100% legal, they will not affect any drug test guaranteed.
Yeah, right.
Sure, it's easy to say that until you buy it. And then you wonder why you ain't getting no jobs. How come I never get any jobs?
Are your herbs legal in my country? We guarantee that our herbs are legal in your country, and we never had any problems shipping our herbs to countries so you can order without confidence.
What's the name of this website?
No, you will be discreetly billed by Corbett charge with bills on behalf of numerous e-commerce websites.
What's the name of his website?
Budjoint.com.
Budjoint.com?
Yeah, BUDJOINT.com.
Damn it. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a little suspicious to you? Come on, get out of the fucking way, Grandma. What are you doing? Fucking bitch. This bitch is driving fucking 30 miles an hour in the fast lane.
What?
Yeah, this fucking bitch is crazy, B.
Hold your horn, dog.
Nah, this fucking bitch is crazy.
Hold your horn, dog.
What the fuck is going on here? Oh, it's a dude, too. That's the way, and a black dude. Come on, B.
Well, he's too much of a nice guy.
I would have laid on my horn.
I don't use the horn. I fucking... All I
he
do
has
is
a
I
horn. He has a horn!
What's the name? I just fucking waste my gas by zooming around them. That's it. Fucking
Maurice, asshole. What are you Maurice talking about?
Oh, shit.
What?
I still got that hard book in my nose.
Ew. Yo, this is some shit. This really got me like, wow.
Yeah, you know what?
The fucking government, I'm telling you, the government is doing this to fucking make money.
Yeah,
and they're definitely going to make money off you and lock you the fuck up at the same time.
Nah, I'm not going to order from there.
Bud joint.
I mean, I would love to fucking see what...
Oh, wait. Did you go on, was you on the computer and that popped up?
No.
Or you was on MySpace?
Well, I was, one of my
friends.
Yeah,
exactly.
One of my friends sent me.
Yeah.
One of my friends sent me a message on MySpace. Not a comment or anything like that. A regular message to my inbox.
And did it have a picture of Bud?
No.
So what did it have a picture of?
My friend and his profile.
Send it,
and
my
he
friend.
Put down, yo.
What
huh?
You put?
He was like, yo, check this out.
Yeah, your friend.
They have. He goes, and then he wrote down, and then he wrote www.budjoint.com.
Ah, you dumbass. You are such a dumbass. Your friend got hit with a virus, and your stupid ass went to it, and now you got hit with a virus. And you're over there all parading in there like, oh, yeah, this is nice. You have a virus now.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I have an antivirus thing.
That don't mean nothing.
Not only does she have a virus, but she has a watering mouth. Because of the fucking weed on the damn on the screen. Her mouth is fucking literally watering.
This shit does look good, though. I ain't even gonna front.
Look at you.
That's crazy. Listen, if weed was legal, right? Then
JJ said he'd be a pothead. So
yeah, I would. I'm sorry. I would.
Well, I used to be a pothead way back in the day, but I used to smoke weed when weed was like, we used to have the dirt.
So you mean back then when it was considered banana bread?
No, it was just weed. It was weed. Yo, I'm going to buy some weed, some chocolate. That's it.
Oh, some weed.
It was a blueberry haze and purple sky and Jimmy Fall Down and, you know, some Tom Collins and, no, it was just weed. That's it. Chocolate weed or dirt weed. That's it. Once in a while, we used to get the good chocolate weed, but 80% of the time, we had the dirt weed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but now, it's designer. Weed is designer. It's crazy. Weed is like a designer drug now. And, you know, you pay fucking big amounts for these little, you pay a lot for these little small amounts. And I'm sure, you know, it gets you high, but I don't know. I'm glad I don't smoke weed anymore, I say that.
Hey, Cooper, what's the name of this site?
Bud Joint, BUDJOINT. I'm trying to see how many people, like, the testimonials, and, like, where they're from. There's a lot of people from Texas.
Those testimonials are bullshit. Like, I never go to because, one person can write 15 testimonials, you know, and just change their name. Oh, John P., Susan Q., or S. Richardson, you know? I don't go by the testimonials.
Oh,
wow, Pete. Yeah, you ought to watch your ass on this shit. This is a straight-up setup.
It's funny, because I'm going to be like this. Where's Cuba? Oh, she's in jail, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I'm going to use my one phone call to talk to you guys on the show.
That's a Cuban for you.
And damn, a big ass fucking cellmate. You're gonna be in the back licking the neck and shit like that.
Yeah.
So wait, Cuba, you said that you got
Big Bertha's gonna be hunting me down.
Cuba, like, where did you actually get this site from?
I told you, my friend told me to check it out.
Yeah, but where did he tell you to check it out from?
MySpace.
MySpace?
Yeah.
You got hit with a virus.
Why?
Because that's what they do. They either send messages. Was it in blue?
No.
The site wasn't in blue?
It was a regular... No.
You didn't have to click it?
No.
You have to click it? No?
Didn't you just go into the site right now?
Yeah, but I mean, there's another. I went to the site, but if you click on it, if you was to click on something, you will be getting hit. All right, well, look, there's only one way to find out. If I got a fucking message from budjoint.com, then you got hit with a virus and you spread it to all your friends.
I don't think I went straight on my URL to www.budjoint.com is what I did. I didn't hit nothing to get into this site.
Oh, Lord, they're coming out with another dancing movie. Are you serious?
Step Up 2, dog. The Streets.
Oh, what the fuck?
You better Step Up 2, Part 2.
Oh, yeah?
The Streets.
That was cute. Almost as cute as the freckles on your mother's butt cheeks.
Oh, boy. almost as cute as the tear that comes out of your mom's eye when I'm fucking gagging on my dick down her throat. What about that?
Mm-hmm.
She's choking on my penis. That's pretty cute, too.
Hey, I thought scales were illegal.
Comes out. What did you say about Desert Eagles?
I thought scales were illegal.
What did you say?
The hell is a safety pill?
Oh,
man. What the fuck is going on?
Oh, Tasty Puffs. Okay, there's, like, little drops, I guess, like, I don't know, like, different tastes that,
look it up.
In your mouth after smoking.
Open. He's open.
Definitely is.
She's open right now.
He's open like your mom's legs at nighttime.
Mm-hmm.
Having
right,
banana.
I have a call now. Good sex or blunt?
Oh, what the fuck are you trying to say, nigga?
The fuck
you
up.
Get your phone. Get your phone out the sprinkler.
Shut up. Oh, good blunt. Which one?
What?
All I heard was something about blunt.
It sounded like he said Duff blunt.
Right?
I said good sex or good blunt. Which one?
Both.
Good sex and then a good blunt after sex.
Let's go.
Ah, boy. Fuck. I think I'm going to fucking become a damn...
If I really want to get nasty, I'll spark one before, then I get really nasty, and then I'll spark one afterwards.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I hate you.
Nigga, yo, Joe Rogan from Fear Factor and a face-ass nigga?
Nigga, you old Luke and Duke from fucking Duke's Hazard in the face ass nigga.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
I called him a fair factory nigga. I flashed you real quick.
I flashed you real quick.
And that comeback was kind of wing.
That nigga ain't like that.
Hold on, what'd you say just now?
I said you some Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the head ass nigga.
You old Roscoe Pico train in the face ass nigga.
Roscoe Pico, whatever that faggot nigga is. Oh, man.
Nigga, you old Styles P with the broken leg in the face ass nigga.
Let's get on this. Lil' Kim after the surgery in the face ass.
Oh, a little Boosie in the face ass chick.
A little Webby in the chick.
A little Big Webby.
In the face ass nigga.
What?
Big boot in the face ass nigga.
Nigga, you old Tupac in the wheelchair with the cast on his arm after he got fucking kicked out of the hospital, being shot 5 times in the motherfucking Manhattan in the face, ass nigga. What is that, silence?
That is sound of flatulence. Spray fart.
I think it's a spray bomb.
Oh, shit. Oh, man.
Got 37 minutes left. My eyes burning and shit. Your mom's doing some freaky shit with a lemon. Bitch got my eyes all burned.
Mom's got that skunk pussy, nigga.
Got that what?
Skunk pussy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Your mom fucking
bacalao
sauce, nigga.
Yo, E.
Yo.
West Brain is 103.10.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to play an old school track, man.
Bullshit
track. Blast from the past.
If it ain't Tribe Called Quest, don't play it.
Nah. It ain't Tribe Called Quest. I got to, you know, keep it hooded out. I keep it gutted out. Old school rap.
It better not be NWA.
That's the 1988, nigga.
Oh, wow.
On a TD show. Keep that shit locked. We'll be back. Pussy ball. That's always good.
Yo, get your fucking computer weight up, all right?
Oh, yeah.
How do you ever expect to get the fucking satellite radio if you don't know how to work your own computer?
I know how to work it, just my shit is slow. I got the satellite radio. Yo, you don't worry about that. You just wait till we get there. Pussy clock.
I'm gonna be chilling with my feet kicked up on the boards, fucking the whole show up.
Oh, yeah?
Hell yeah.
No doubt.
Like, this is my...
That was good.
So fun. Fuck out of here.
You have to upgrade that phone before you do all that, though.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Coming.
Straight out of Compton is a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck. That's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him. But I'm smart, lay low, free for a while. And when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me, it's kind of funny. The attitude's showing niggas driving. But don't know where the fuck he's going, just rolling. Looking for the one they call easy. But here's a flash. Like a shadow in the dark, except when I'm low. You see a fucking duck over a hesitation, and hear the scream of the one who got the last penetration.
go.
How the fuck? Oh, the fucking assholes.
Hmm?
No, because I gotta get some gas. I'm so tired, man. Like, if I don't get gas now, I'm fucking. When I go to stop my car in the morning, I'm not gonna have any fucking gas. So I gotta get some fucking gas. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I'm so, like, fucking. That song was terrible. What'd you say?
He's getting home now.
Who's just getting home? You are? Am I just getting home?
Yeah, you said you're just getting home, right?
No, I'm not even home yet. I'm almost there.
But you just got out of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. What's up, my man? How you doing? You all right? Let me have $20. 20. Then what's this? Give me $40. 40.
40?
43. I might as well fucking fill it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. I think I don't even want to go to work tomorrow. Excuse me. Damn. Fucking cake. Oh, man.
Hey,
I don't know where the guy went. He has to see his bed. He has to be still on the line, right? Because
Because we're on the line, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Shit, just trap pussy.
Guys, he's probably putting on some fucking makeup.
I'll unmute this guy right now.
Who?
Fucking SD.
VD? Venero Denise?
Oh, wow.
VD.
Oh, Lord. You know he's going to try to swag on you, flag on you.
Let me tell you something. Y'all niggas can't see me, B. Y'all niggas can't see me, B.
Hey, yo, SD.
Exactly.
There you go.
He's quiet. Exactly.
That's what I got to say. Wow, and explains the whole situation.
This is la la.
Oh, what'd you say? Hold on, what? What'd you say?
Yeah. You trying to come at me? Oh, talking about some SDVD and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What I say is la la. That's a disease in itself.
Word.
Listen, dog. Let me tell you something, man.
Huh? Yeah, huh?
Leave my baby out of it.
That's just like Cooper believing that the government is going to give you weed for $50. Sometimes you do foolish shit, you know? Sometimes you do foolish shit. Not when it's perfect. I know y'all look at me like, damn, son, that nigga's perfect, son.
Hey, dog, what's your view on not spending enough time with your chick as much as she wants you to, but she's always bitching about you watching a football game or playing PlayStation 3 or Xbox 360 or going out to the bar with your boys? Like, what do you have a message for all the guys that go through that shit?
Listen, fuck her. She can kiss my ass. Let me tell you something, bitch. Just keep your mouth nice and fucking wet and warm, all right? That's what you do.
Oh, yeah?
That's it.
Hey, Cuba.
Yeah?
What do you say to all the guys that, you know, what do you say to all the guys?
That's why they're still single.
Who's still single?
You.
Oh, me?
That's why you go home to a lonely bed every night.
Ooh.
Tell me something. I go home to a bed full of money, and I roll around in that bitch.
And you're miserable, because guess what? That money ain't doing shit for you.
Sure is. The money is blowing me. I wish. No. You know what it is? I'm fucking, you know what? Sometimes you got to live life. Like, I'm just working now. But soon enough, I'm going to start fucking, like, I got to start taking days off and shit like that, you know?
Yeah, you got time to yourself.
Yeah, working all the time is corny, B. Like, you have money, but it's like, what the fuck, you know? Sometimes you need a fucking day off to just relax and, you know, get your fucking wig straight, you know?
Yeah.
You know, money ain't everything, as they say. Like, now that, once you start, when you broke, you're like, damn, I wish I had some money. Then when you make money, you're like, damn, I wish I had some fucking time to myself. But it is what it is, man. You know, I'll find the balance soon enough, the balance. But I talk a good game. You know, I could fucking definitely. Like, my one little chick was supposed to come out here, but she's fucking, I didn't call her early enough. So she fucking made some other plans. And then I got to go to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't have time to fucking fuck this girl all night and then go to work in the morning. And, you know, it's no good, man.
It's no good.
No. I'll fucking give her some meat tomorrow afternoon when I get off work.
Yeah, this fat bitch is just sucking the jelly.
Give her some of that dong.
Yo, that's
some of that.
Bro. I ain't never seen no shit like that.
What?
This bitch is just sucking the jelly out the donut. Not even eating shit.
Fucking fat American. Yeah, I went on that useless junk the other day.
A what?
Junk. I saw this fucking guy get his fingers chopped off. I was like, yowzer.
With that useless junk?
Yeah, his fingers got the fuck off. I was like, what the? I can't watch. I used to be able to watch that shit. I can't watch that shit anymore. That shit fucking makes me harder.
And what was the meaning of him getting his fingers cut off?
Yeah, right.
The you know, the tagline on the fucking on the video said, "This is what happens when you masturbate in Iraq."
Oh wow!
You know,
UselessJunk.com. Crazy.
Oh shit, son! I'm fucking hungry now too. God damn!
You ain't eat yet.
Oh, bro, I ain't got any. I'm gonna have to keep up and shut up, homeboy. I did.
I'm trying to wait on damn Cooper to cook. Cooper's supposed to be cooking for
bro,
me.
I was waiting too, I got to tell you.
That's a long time ago.
Worthless horse. What are you good for? I might as well cook my damn self. You're right, I am fucking by myself. That does suck too. But, you know, it is what it is. One of these days I'll get married and fucking, you know, and do the 1-2 thing. But for now, I'm fucking trying to make as much as I can so I can buy my house. You know what I mean there? All right, let's get some money. Like, I'm about to put $1,000 out of my trunk right now. Dude.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. Yes, it's the original human beatbox, Dougie Fresh, and his partner, the Grand Wizard, MC Ricky D. D, and that's me in the place to be. And we're going to show you how we do it for 85 Kick It Live, all right? Because I got a funny feeling you're all sick of all these crab rappers biting their rhymes because they're backstabbers. But when it comes to me and my friend Doug Fresh here, there is no competition because we are the best, yeah. Finesse and press, which we prove. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close, so you all don't miss. As we go a little something like this. Hit it! Oh, yeah. You know what? La-di-da-di. Lottie, Lottie. 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 You know what? Your peep is Lottie Dottie. We like to party. We don't cause trouble. We don't bother nobody. We're just the men that's on the mic. And when we rock up on the mic, we rock the mic. For all of y'all, keeping y'all in health. Just to see you smile and enjoy yourself. Cause it's cool when you cause a cozy condition and that we create. Cause that's our mission. So listen to what we say. Because this type of shit, it happens every day. I woke up around 10 o'clock in the morning. I gave myself a stretcher. A morning yawning. Went to the bathroom to wash up. Had some soap on my face and my hands upon a cup. I said, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the top choice? finish off them all. There was a rumble dumble. 5 minutes it lasted. The mayor said,
"You are, you conceited bastard."
But that's true. That's why we never have no beef. So then I wash off the soap and brush the gold teeth. You saw I love Olay because my skin gets pale. And then I got the files for my fingernails. Due to the night and on my behalf, I put the bubbles in the tub so I could have a bubble bath. Clean, dry was my body and hair. I threw on my brand new Gucci underwear. For all the girls I might take home, I got the Johnson's baby powder and the Polo cologne. Fresh dress like a million bucks. Threw on the ballet shoes and the fly green socks. Stepped out my house, stopped short. Oh no, I went back in, I forgot my Kango. And then I dilly,
Sally.
I ran through her.
Sally.
I bumped into my old girl
Sally.
From the
Sally.
This is a girl plays hard to get. So I said, what's wrong? Cause she looked upset. Now what was I to do? She's crying over me and she was feeling blue. I said, don't cry, dry your eye. Here comes your mother with those two little guys. Her mean mother stepped upset to me. Look Sally in the face and decked her in the
eye.
Punched her in the belly and stepped on her feet. Slammed the child on the hard concrete. The bitch was strong, the kids was gone. Something was wrong. I said, what is going on? I tried to break it up. I said, stop it, leave her. She said, if I can't have you, she can't either. She grabbed me closely by my socks. So I broke the hell out like I had the chicken pox. But she gave chase. She caught up quick. She put a finger in the face of MC Rick. She said, why don't you give me a plane so we can go cruising in my OJ? And if you give me that okay, I give you all my love today. Ricky, Ricky, Ricky. Can't you see? Somehow your words just hypnotize me. And I just love your jazzy ways. Oh, MC Rick, my love is here to stay. And on and on and on she kept on. The bitch been around before my mother's born. I said, cheer up. I gave her a kiss. I said, you can't have me. I'm too young for you, miss. She says, no, you're not. Then she starts crying. I says, I'm 19. She said, stop lying. I says, I am. Go ask my mother. And with your wrinkled pussy, I can't be a lover. To the tick-tock, you don't stop. To the tick-tick, and you don't quit. Hit it! Don't never forget, Dougie Fresh.
What happened?
I don't know.
These damn guys don't know what the hell is going on. Oh boy, alright, this is it. I'm fucking done shopping. I gotta go to fucking bed. If I don't go to bed, I'm gonna fucking die. Oh shit. I'm so freaking tired. So tired. Hey, listen, I gotta talk to you tomorrow, lady. Alright?
Huh?
I said, I gotta talk to you guys tomorrow.
Alright, have a good night.
Alright, I'll talk to you later.
Ooh, there's a mad cat fight outside.
Welcome to the TV show.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with your cheap phone?
Phone is basura.
Mm-hmm.
What's SD at?
Everybody broke out.
What they leave for?
Because all of a sudden there was dead silence. I even came back and I was like, yo, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, I hear, hell you talk about I gotta go.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you exactly what that is. I played the song, and you know how you're on the toilet, you're taking a shit.
Oh boy.
And what do? When your stomach hurts.
I don't know.
You probably don't do this, but I had both of my elbows, one on one knee, one on the other knee, and I had my head on my hands. My eyes are burning right now. I fell asleep.
Oh, wow. Taking a shit?
Nah, I fell asleep just at the computer desk.
Mm.
Instead of playing that video game, I should have taken a nap. And,
oh.
It's like, oh, man. I did a 2-hour, we did a 2-hour show, and we didn't talk about nothing. Nothing. It's like I prepared for the show, planned for it. We did not talk about one thing.
Yeah, we did. We talked a lot of shit.
Yeah, but we didn't talk one thing about the fucking topic. I mean, we spoke about that, but I mean, fuck. I don't know, maybe because it was 2 hours.
But what was your main topic?
It was, cut me a check.
Okay, but like what?
I mean what?
What type of check? Oh, sorry.
It was checks. You know, like it was dealing with the money.
I need my income tax money.
Yeah. So wait, why did they all leave you?
Well, I think SD hung up when you played a song, because when it was time to come back, first of all you heard was dead silence. You didn't hear nothing else.
I want to send SD a message like, yo, dog, don't call the show no more. That's why I want to send him right now as a text message. Like, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong if I send that to him?
Okay. Why are you going to send him that message?
Guys, why would you call up? You call up, and it's like you say nothing. Not only do you not just say anything, but you don't, like, you call, don't say nothing, and when I play a song, you don't want to hear it, you hang up.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Because if he's just a guest, then, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. It's still a waste of time, though. But you're right, he is a guest. That's why I'm glad I took them off of the fucking titles and all that shit.
Yeah, it's not like you made him a host. Not like he got to be there for the whole, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's the reason why you said you took him off, is because they're not on the thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, JJ is tired as shit. You know, so fucking, please excuse me. But, I'm gonna actually. You wanna do a show tomorrow?
Yeah, if you want to.
I just gotta start early then. I take my black ass home and go to sleep, start early. If I start early, that way I'll be able to, you know, do what I gotta do. Then we can do the show and come up with a title or whatever. I can get back to promoting. It's like, I don't want to give up. I don't take dedication. But it seems like this shit is really starting to get to me. Like,
well,
if I have a big break, if we have a big break, I need that big break to happen now.
All right, well,
I have a job, I have a relationship, and I can't do all of that and cram it all together. It's too much. It's enough that I fall asleep and make the show late. This takes a cake. I fell asleep while playing music.
Yeah, for real.
it's getting to me. It's too much.
Okay, so first of all, you're the one that schedules the 2 and 3 hour shows.
Mm-hmm.
You could schedule a 1 hour show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't have to, you know, do a Monday to Friday thing or whatever, you know, it is, but, you know, set schedule, but until we get our slot back. You know, we don't have to do the extra time.
What was this other radio station you were talking about?
Ah, fuck, you just made me close my computer. Lord, hold on.
I will just do it tomorrow.
No, give me a second. Hold on. I think I left it sleeping, so take long to load up.
I'm gonna play one more song, more old school joint.
DTF Radio.
Before the end of the show. What?
DTFRadio.com.
DTF Radio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to check that out. This is a little old school rap. Eric B and Rakim. Eric B is president. Keep it locked on the TD show. You said what?
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
DTD?
DTF.
All right.
Make a clap to this. Eric B, make a clap to this. 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 Bug out of chill, don't be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Say indeed, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't need no band-aid. You fix the thing of this. No, I'm on the tube, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up because the cut will make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. Eruption just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. make a clap to this.
MySpace.com/THE_TD_show.
If you wasn't entertained tonight, I greatly apologize.
you know, fucking tired. You know, it's got to get better. You know, but whatever. I need to go to fucking sleep. So good night, everybody. We're out of here.
Blog Talk Radio.